When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm hyped as it gets today because it is a rare occasion that I can get my mom and little brother into the same room to record a podcast. And because today is that day, we get to do it. All right. So not only do we get to celebrate the holidays that are coming up, but it's also a time that we get to celebrate my mama's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Get it, girl.
Yes,
she wanted the whole song.
This is so exciting. I always ask people on their birthdays, is there anything that you've learned about yourself this past year?
Ooh, I love this question.
You know what? I think I've learned a lot about this entire family and how strong we are, how we cope with things.
Yeah.
And how blessed I am to have these little munchkins in my life and my new little grandbaby that I'm just smitten with.
The best Gigi in the world.
Thank you. This morning, she was so cute. She says happy.
Yeah.
And we're working on birthday, but she was so stinking cute this morning.
Did she say happy? Would she say like happy?
She goes happy. Uh-huh. And then she goes, you know, and kind of trails off. But we woke up to her. This morning, went into her bedroom, and she knows how to zip her little pajamas now. And she was zipping them up and down, and she was so enthralled that she didn't even realize that we were in the room.
Cutest thing ever.
She melts my heart.
Oh, I love that, Mama. I'm so happy that I brought that little gift into the world.
She's the best.
As we all.
I was just saying how I have anxiety today or like sadness. It might honestly be because I usually see Ocean on Mondays and I didn't get to see her yesterday. Aww. That might be it. It's okay. I'll see her soon.
She's the best thing that's ever happened to us, for sure.
She really is. Mom, I'm very curious because as we were walking to get breakfast and I told my mom, like, bitch, I got to get you on the podcast. And she was like, well, I have a story for you that I heard on the radio. And I was like, tell me. She said, I'm waiting for the podcast. I said, you're going to tell me now because I need to make sure it's approved for the podcast. And she goes, it's approved. Trust me. So tell me what you heard on the radio today.
Okay. So I was listening to the radio this morning when I was in the car. And this cute little DJ was talking about this story about this man that was walking across the street on La Brea and 6th Street. And two people, like, totally jumped him for his watch.
What?
Yes. And they got his watch, but there were citizens' arrest, whatever you want to call it. They caught the two culprits and arrested them. And now, obviously, you know, they've got all burglary, whatever you want to call it. But they've traumatized this man. And the thing I want to put out there is it's the time of year. It's Christmas, holidays, and people need to be aware of their surroundings. Don't take nice bags out. Don't take nice jewelry out if you're walking. And just be aware.
But you should also take that advice.
I'm going to heed my own advice today after hearing that story.
Yes, because Lisa, you have beautiful bags.
Yes, and I like to use my bags.
Of course, but right now you just throw on your little crocheted bag and you... Like, I was actually thinking today when we were walking, I have these earrings in and they're cubic zirconia, all right? Yeah. Like, you want them, thief? I'll just give them to you. They're like $100.
They don't look it, though.
But that's what worries me, is if someone were to see me...
Yeah.
And they thought... Like, I think about this all the time. My engagement ring, you know, it was displayed as $150,000, you know, and it wasn't that.
What but if I it's lost? It's still worth in the thousands. It's still
very, very expensive. To take. Mm-hmm. But a thief thinking they're going to take my hand off and get $150,000 for it, they would be very, very upset and disappointed. And now I'm left without a hand. You have a ring that's not worth six figures, and everyone's fucked in this situation.
Yeah.
Was the guy that got jumped hurt? Did he have to go to the hospital?
They didn't say that he was hurt. Okay. But I'm sure he traumatized.
Yes. Well, you feel attacked at that point.
How could you not be?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
You know, just be aware of your surroundings. Don't flash your stuff this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And be giving. You see somebody that needs help, give them some help.
You see someone who wants to jump you, just give them the watch.
Well, you should give them what they want because you don't want to lose your life.
No, I know. Can I tell you, before we started this, it's all about stay in the light. If I don't make jokes, I will crawl in a hole and be in the fetal position until I die.
Yes.
So holidays make people go a little nuts.
No, it is scary. I told I told my family, like, we gotta kind of hunker down because it's scary out here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So just be safe, everybody, please.
Well, even when we were in Palm Springs and we went to that nice steakhouse and we had all those leftovers because there were so many of us, and that cute man kind of said something to me under his breath, and I said, excuse me, what did you say? And he said, do you have any food? So what did we do? We gave him all of our leftovers, and he was thrilled. He was like,
he was
won the lottery. So, you know, even
that was the night we had been ransacked. Same night. Right. How does that work?
Yeah, so, you know.
Karma ebbs and flows, I think.
They stole my bauble ring. It looked like my little, it was a ring I got in Puerto Rico, and it looked literally like one of those sucker rings.
Okay.
That's how big it was.
This is exciting you're on, Lisa, because give your encounter or your memory of what happened when you were ransacked, because it sounded like you came in and you were just upset.
I was, because I went to the car, I opened the door, everything was askew in the car.
Ransacked.
The glove box was open. Yes, it was ransacked. The arm, like the center console was up, everything was thrown everywhere. Well, my biggest fear is we had the diaper bag in the car.
Mm-hmm.
My wallet was in the car. Lauren's wallet was in the diaper bag with my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I had stupidly put $2,200 in my wallet.
Rich.
Because I'm taking to the bank to pay my property taxes in St. George, Utah.
But it wasn't, right?
No, but my
to the
heart
point. Also,
sank, so mm-hmm. I ran in.
Don't be carrying cash around these times.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, everyone, be careful. Carry $2,200 in your wallet at all times, and make sure you leave it in the car that's unlocked.
So I really thought when I came back in, because the backpack was gone, and I had gone through the house, the diaper bag, I should say, mm-hmm. I had gone through the house, and it wasn't there, and we
it was
ransacked.
Literally.
Well, guess where it was.
In plain view.
Right where I'd put it the night before in the bedroom.
When you walk in, it was literally right there.
Please.
No, just
by.
I looked, Lauren, and I was like, okay, everyone calm down.
But anyway, but my bauble ring got left in the car because yes. Ocean wanted to play with it, and I was worried she'd somehow swallow it. So I gave it to Lauren to put in the side door. And then I didn't get out of the side door. But
they took that.
The thief took it.
That's all they took. I was like, really?
I had my Ray-Bans in there.
Did they take those? Them?
Nope.
How much are they getting out of that ring?
She's talking the way we always do. Had my wallet.
See?
Nope. Didn't even touch it.
I'm not kidding you. When she came in, Easton, my ring. What happened? Ransacked, they stole it.
We have got to get video.
I was just
going to
say, you guys do Lisa so well. It's incredible.
Like she does now.
All right. Well, on the note of us being ransacked and only a ring being stolen,
what are they getting out of that ring?
Memories.
$100, but lots of my memories. I found out Lauren, like, she was pregnant, and we were on the beach in Puerto Rico.
Honestly,
found out in North Carolina that she was pregnant, but she was pregnant on that trip doing a movie, and it just
I was like 6 months pregnant doing a movie.
You know what I think you guys should do? I think that means you should do another trip to Puerto Rico at some point, because you can make even better memories.
Well, now we
and
got
get me another gumball ring.
Exactly.
Amen, sis. So, because you are 62 today, fucking hot and an icon.
So hot.
Let's talk about this experience back in the day. Because my mom, obviously hot now, bombshell back in the day.
Right.
And there was a man who was her boss at the time who brought, And I always, and I was young, but like, I'm a smart motherfucker, right? Mm-hmm. Even at that age. Like, I don't like the way you be looking at my mama. All right? So Lisa's, what was it, your mom?
There was some loss, I think.
Your mom or your dad had passed. Yeah. I think it was your dad because I was young. So it was your dad.
Yeah.
He brought you flowers. I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. Why are he bringing you flowers, bitch? All right. So
okay.
Lisa, tell the story how you remember. And then from my 7-year-old mind, I'm going to tell the story.
Well, so he delivers the flowers personally. He tells me sorry. Gives me a hug. Okay. I put them on the table. I go upstairs. Come back down and all the petals are missing on all the flowers. Yeah.
Stop. Wait. Why? Why are the petals missing on the flowers?
I'll tell you why.
Oh, well, first of all, she said he bought cheap flowers.
They're already dead.
She did say that.
Wait, you ripped the petals off?
Yeah, Lala I told Kent? Him he was cheap.
He bought cheap flowers. Oh. Every petal was missing.
That is the funniest thing ever. So was this your first lie?
Or was it the cushion?
No, this was my first savage move. You know? Like, my mom goes to work and you're there. Now you're coming to my house and hugging on my mama with flowers. I don't like the optics. I was doing God's work, all right?
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard. I
had such good intentions.
That was so nice.
He always had shitty intentions, I felt.
He liked my mom,
of
all
course.
Right?
Who wouldn't, though?
He was like a little Mormon boy, and Lisa was fun. Hot and blonde. Yeah. We're over at these streets.
Did you laugh? Or were you like, Lauren?
I didn't get mad at her at all.
Oh, okay. No.
I strategically, she like went upstairs and I immediately tiptoed, got the garbage, pluck, 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 throw them in the trash, into the bin again. And then I laid back down on the heater and my mom came down.
She had not moved an inch. That's how she acted. And they had just magically disappeared.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. You know who's going to be like that? Ocean Kent. I guarantee it.
Plucking.
No, she up. Just, there's like little attitude things that I'm like, oh, like, well, I'm going to show her. Like, I totally think that's exactly how Ocean is going to
yes
be.
Yes.
Yes. Hilarious. I agree.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cashback at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cashback. I love seeing those Rakuten cashback deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
We also talked about how Dad would cover for me, because yesterday I called you because I don't recall Easton ever getting hot sauce in his mouth or
I
soap.
Either. I remember the soap. I do remember the soap. And it wasn't like I remember soap, but it was almost like we were talking about.
My dad.
He would cover up, and I probably said something because I brought up Walter Hogan because I'd always go over there and then I'd talk.
Learn like, naughty words from his hot brother.
From his hot brother. And so I came home and I probably said fuck or something like that. And I think Dad, not wanting to tell you, washed my mouth out because that was better than letting you know.
Oh,
he had to wash the word out.
So then I learned, this like, is, all right, now I won't say it again. Dad
always
got my
back. To Dad. He keeps it kosher. And then by the time you tell Lisa, you've let it like sink in.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to go to Dad. Dad already knows this happened like 2 months ago. However, Easton was a biter. And this is what scares me about Ocean. Because Ocean, when that girl is tired, she will fuck you up.
With her teeth?
She turns.
She turns, all right? And I'll sit there and I'll be loving her and it's quick, all right? Yeah. And then she turns into grabbing your face, pulling your hair, biting. And
I, she does and it like with a smile.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Lovely.
It's like a, I'm tired now, but it's, is it like a frustration? Because, yeah, you're right. I've seen her do it before and it's almost like a silliness.
Yeah.
But also, she's...
Unless you're on the receiving end of it, it is not... I mean, I've never had someone so strong. Ever. She's the Incredible Hulk. All right?
But can I defend her really quick?
Yeah, defend her.
So sweet. Because after she, like, does that...
Yeah. Beats the shit out of you.
After she beats the shit out of you.
She kisses it.
Sweet baby. That is so caring.
Yeah.
Let her bite you, Lala.
You know what? But now I know what to do because it happens so quickly that when I see her turning into tired, I put her in her crib with her Bubba before...
You get your ass kicked.
Before I get my ass kicked. You know, that's what it is.
Did Easton do that?
So Easton was a biter, all right?
I was a biter,
and Lisa, tell me if you remember this. What did you have? Because Bob, your dad, my grandfather.
Yes, well, no, I have to tell you. So Easton was such a biter, and Lala would hold him by his forehead, and he'd just do these chomping teeth.
With a piranha.
Trying to get at her. It was hysterical.
Got her
anyway,
a couple times.
He did the unfortunate thing of biting Lauren when my dad was babysitting. Okay. And I had told my dad that I had heard that when they bite, you're supposed to bite him back. Mm-hmm. So my cute dad did what I had said, bit him back, and it broke my dad's heart.
Oh, like, no.
Broke
his heart. Did you scream and cry?
I can't remember, but I remember.
But guess what?
Oh, never bit I remember never, everything.
Yeah, but he never bit again.
There's the face again. Do you see it happening? She's doing the face. No, I remember we were down in the basement and he literally, my index finger bit so hard that it almost went all the way through. All right. It was not good. And maybe I'm exaggerating, but I do remember it being pretty intense.
Yeah.
So I run upstairs and I get Bob. Bob goes downstairs. I hear the attack. And I'm at the top of the stairs and I see Bob come around the corner to come up the stairs. Easton's sad little face trailing behind, freshly bitten.
But you had to know. My dad broke my dad's heart.
No, Bob was just heartbroken.
For the listeners, Bob, who was on fire at one point. Okay,
did we
keep
ever
going.
Tell that story.
Yes,
that,
you did. Yeah. Bob's on fire.
Yeah, my dad, your grandfather.
And he was sad. He wasn't like, ha ha ha, because that would have been
It looked like he had seen a ghost.
No.
He was deflated.
Where did he bite you? On your arm?
Probably. I can't remember. I don't know. I was just a
biting
guy.
Maybe your finger. Where you
really?
Yeah.
But he's bit everyone, like, including the neighbor's dog.
I loved biting the dogs.
Oh, he left gum in one of the neighbor's dogs.
Gum?
Yeah, because he bit the dog with his gum and the gum got attached to the fur.
Yeah, and he tried to say he didn't bite the dog. How'd the gum get there, bro?
You guys are the funniest kids ever. When did you stop biting? Because that's when Ocean, I bet, will stop.
I don't know. I think I still kind of do bite.
You hear that, ladies?
No, I don't know. When did I stop? But probably right after Bob bit me is probably
three
right.
Last year.
You stopped after? Actually, he stopped after Bob.
Oh yeah, he never did.
Like, I don't remember. I don't have a thought of me like getting in trouble for biting.
Yeah, so
not promoting biting though. It's your baby.
I won't ever bite my baby.
Like to get him to stop. I'm not promoting that.
Lisa. No, we're just telling what happened. And it was a different day and age back then.
But also,
you get the whooping.
But also, 6 years ago, Lisa, listeners wrote in a few months ago when Lala was first talking about ocean biting. And there were many, many, many people who said, you're supposed to bite them back. So people still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can I tell you, you also, it's that weird age, right? Mm-hmm. Like Ocean right now, she can't talk, you know? So
well,
things
she
that
can
she
say words.
No, but she can't.
She can't
when
form
I tell
sentences.
When I tell, correct. When I tell Ocean, when you bite mama, it hurts. Right. I would appreciate you not doing that or else I'm going to do it to you or because you wouldn't like it if I did it to you. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when she gets to the age, I know she's going to grow out of things. My child's not going to be in the sixth grade rolling, I hope, biting people.
Yeah.
She's going to grow out of it, or I'll be able to sit her down and say, if you bite, you're going to timeout.
Mm-hmm. With a bite on you.
No, I'm not biting her.
I'll bite her.
But I mean, I'm telling you what, that kid will take your head off. I mean,
she really
well,
is.
Well, she's just really, she's our genius baby for sure.
Yeah.
She's so smart.
Look, like, when she's tired, she's tired and she needs to let you know.
Yeah, I mean, I get very aggressive when I get tired too.
She's such an angel.
So like
you
mother,
get
like
very
daughter.
Hangry too.
Oh, see? That's probably because there's probably aggression or like frustration, but she doesn't yet know how to let it out. And she's not a screamer.
No.
She's not a
she's
screamer.
The best baby
you know
ever.
What else it could be though? What did we learn from Courtney Berman the other day?
It was something. Yeah, I can't remember.
Because I was
name.
Telling Courtney at Thanksgiving dinner about this feeling like when I see Ocean, like I get.
Is it emotional it's called excitement?
Cute, no, it's called cute aggression.
There it is.
Okay?
Okay.
And she said, when you're hungry, you do something to cure hunger. When you're tired, you go to sleep. It cures you being tired. But when you see something that's so cute, there's nothing to cure that. So you go into like,
physical.
Well, but can I tell you,
oh,
honestly,
so
I
might be what Ocean's doing.
No, I
know
for a fact because it's like she loves her mom so much. Yeah. I've witnessed this. She loves her so much that it's just like she wants to consume her.
Because the turn doesn't make sense, all right? She'll like squeeze my body and then she'll grab my face really tight and then she grabs my hair and pulls it towards her and I'm
but
like,
it's almost
whoa.
Like I'm so into you that I just want to like
yeah,
have
she's
all of
smiling
you.
The whole time.
Yeah, no,
yes.
I think it's more of an adoring thing.
And by
no, it is
well,
sure.
Her look of excited that you posted on your Instagram story
is
like
aggressive.
Yes,
and she always like she by like we just decided as a family, the three of us, the other day. You don't have to like listen to this podcast every episode to know like me likes the fuck word. All right, it just flies out of my mouth. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
So we decided as a family because she's getting older. We have to watch
everything.
Our mouths because she is just so good.
But
she picks up on things
well,
like that.
Well, we made a pact that we're not going to say swear words.
I hear you. Have you guys ever, though, and this is how it was, I don't know if you knew people like this growing up, for me and my siblings, we were not allowed to swear, not allowed to say even hate or stupid. So by the time we got to like 15, 16, we all have like sailor mouths, me and all of my siblings. But all of the friends I knew, including Kyle, whose parents would swear. And then when they were kids, like if Kyle said a swear word, they'd be like, oh, no. Those are adult words. You don't say that until you're a certain age. Never swear.
You know what?
Never.
There is something to say about that because Erica and Sheena have both told me, and I didn't ever realize this, but they said the other daughter, Sheena's sister, Courtney, does not cuss. And I noticed when she was giving her speech at the wedding, not that you would cuss during that, but she said something about how she doesn't curse or something. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really have never heard you swear at all. And Sheena's family's very open too. They're like mine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you just come how you are.
I think so. Okay.
Because I
okay.
had a lot of freedom and I'm like, oh, fuck this motherfucker.
But did you guys swear in front of
you
her?
You guys, I See? Was on a rotary phone. Yeah. I'll never forget it. On a phone call in the kitchen at my house when I was
young.
A teenager.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I said the word pissed. My mom lost her marbles. Like, really? I guess I was saying the F word to her because she could not believe that came out of my mouth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So your mom, Lala and Easton, your mom and dad didn't swear. It sounds like you growing up and now you swear a lot. I'm telling you, there's something behind it.
No, my parents cussed.
They did?
We never, I never used the F word.
No, never. I don't really remember Dad saying the F word.
Yeah. Those are really the only words that I really remember flying out.
I don't love the piss word either. I think it's just kind of like, ugh,
pissed. I didn't even think that was a swear word, but I guess not. It is.
I don't mind if I'm so pissed.
And your mom was
so. I don't care if someone says I'm so pissed, but when I hear anyone say I've got to take a piss,
I don't like that either.
Oh my God.
I
don't
either. I think it's.
That's just like saying, no, that's vulgar.
Isn't it weird?
People, so my mom thought it was vulgar, obviously.
Because.
Yeah.
And I won't say the word because people get so offended by it. But like on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, they were like, which is more insulting? See you next Tuesday, being called that, or being called evil? And I was like, evil? The C word, like whatever. But so many people are like deeply offended by the see you next Tuesday word.
That's wild because I throw that around easier than I say like shit. I just have never like I've said it. I'm on the phone with my parents and road rage comes out and I say that word.
And how do your parents respond?
Well, my mom goes, Jessica.
Yeah.
Disgusting language.
Jake and Amy don't play.
They don't play around.
They do not play. Yeah, they do not play. But I feel like if we were to say certain words like back then, you would feel differently. Like, I don't know what happened, but I think as Easton and I grew older, we were almost a bad influence on you and Dad.
I agree. I feel like we tainted you guys.
I really feel that way, too.
You guys are funny. You know, I think we get desensitized. Like, Erica Jane says the see you next Tuesday in, you know, in her little slang.
Yeah.
And I think you just get desensitized by words after they're used so often. And we have housewives playing 24/7, so.
You blamed it on housewives.
Do you use that?
I've never heard that excuse.
Blame it on
I've housewives. Never heard the housewives.
I'm saying the desensitizing of the word.
I love it. You know what? Shift blame wherever you can, baby.
Right?
Housewives made me do it.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LALA. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
My family and I love to sit and reminisce about really funny moments that happened like back in the day, whether it's the first time I lied or the mask. Do you remember the mask, Mom? Dad's mask.
Oh, the old grandpa mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to hear about this.
Yes.
We need to hear about the mask.
Have you heard this?
No, I have not heard this.
Oh my God, it was so scary. I cannot even.
Tell us.
I don't know what it was back in that day. I don't know if this is normal. Maybe it was just in Utah, but like I remember being very young and babysitting Easton.
Yes.
While my parents.
No, that was a thing. 12 years old was the age of the babysitters.
Okay. So yeah. I was around.
And that's legal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Oh, I yeah. I don't think I would ever.
Never in my life.
Here's Ocean.
It depends. No, it depends on how old the child they're babysitting. I wouldn't do an infant.
Yeah. Oh, like if a 12-year-old's babysitting, like a 7-year-old.
Fourth, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm babysitting Easton, and I was a kick-ass babysitter, all right?
Yeah.
I fed him dinner. It was time to get in the bath. And he's in the bath. Bubble bath, might I add.
I am?
In the primary bedroom.
In the primary bedroom. Okay. In our house growing up, it was big. It mm-hmm. was like a very nice.
Beautiful home.
Beautiful mm-hmm. home. Yes. Thank you to my parents. Mm-hmm. But I hear someone downstairs. And what did you do, Mom?
I tried to sound like a man. And I go, hello.
Oh, Lisa, I remember what? This
now. Like, I can't do it.
And you were gone. You were supposed to be gone.
Yes.
They were at dinner.
We had come home.
But I didn't know this.
The door was shut to the primary bedroom. And
the door was not shut. The door was not shut.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, I'm going to tell you. Am I the only person who remembers shit in this family? The door is open.
Okay.
Okay. And I hear, hello? Is your mom home?
Yes.
And I creep to the fucking primary bedroom door. She does it again. I close it so quietly.
But see, I hadn't seen it yet. I hadn't seen the door because when I came upon the door,
you were going closed.
You're coming in from the garage. Yeah. You were stepping into the great room to go up the stairs. Mm-hmm. All right, trust me. I remember because I thought you were ready to murder me. I knew your whereabouts, bitch, because I was calling 911. I lock the door. I grab the phone. I get Easton out of the bath. I put us both into the closet, close the door. I call 911. I say, I'm babysitting my little brother and there's someone in the house. There's someone in my house. And they like ask me all of the questions. And then I'm hearing the banging on the door. I said, they're banging on the door. And I hear my mom go, Lauren, it's your mom. I open the door and she has the mask on.
You didn't even care to take
Wait,
it off.
Wait, I am shocked.
This bitch was planning on using that voice and then walking up the stairs for me to see. And it was terrifying. It was an old man's mask with
white
gray
hair.
Yeah, like
white gray hair.
What?
And my dad wore it every Halloween.
Oh, and he loved to scare the dogs with it.
Hold on. So were the cops on the phone when Lisa was like, it's just me?
Did you have to talk to the cops?
Did they come?
Yes.
They had to come. Legally,
did they come?
No, they didn't.
We need to talk to your mom.
But they said, we need to talk to your mom. And I said, I'm so sorry.
Oh, also,
by the
way,
they would send the police.
Yes.
Like, we got to make sure.
They would send the police. But this is incredible. Like, you're 12 years old. You grab Easton out of the bath. I would have probably jumped out the window, left Easton in the bath.
I was exposed to a lot of crazy
times.
I know. As a kid. I knew the joke.
And got
Lauren
in the closet?
Is an old soul. Lala is an old soul.
Call me Lauren, Mom. It's so weird when you call me Lala.
Okay. I hate it too
Lauren
for some reason.
Is an old soul.
No, that's incredible. At 12, like literally just a couple of years ago, I told you about the fact that when Kyle and I were camping and there's a guy who showed up at the door at 2 a.m., he was holding something in his hand, which we ended up finding out was a hatchet. He was completely fucked up. But he showed up at the door at 2 a.m. Kyle jumps into action. I run into the closet, leaving everyone, mind you, his mom and the kids were downstairs. I don't tell anyone. I'm just like me for me. I hide in the closet, put clothes over me. I was like, I was so shocked at myself. And I was like, I can't believe that's the way I act.
But see, you're the survivor who comes out and everyone's murdered.
Yeah, I'm the flight. You're fight or flight.
I'd rather be murdered.
What You'd rather you? Be murdered?
Hell yeah. You're a fighter. What are you?
Me? Are you? If the world goes to hell, I die day one.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a fighter. I think I have to.
You're a fighter, Lisa.
Yeah,
I know that for a fact.
I have to fight everyone's battles. You know,
you're a fighter a lot.
Battles.
Yes.
Easton, are you? Are you flight? If something goes down, no, you're a fighter because the person who crashed the window down the street here in LA and you went after them.
I don't know. Sometimes when shit happens, I go I black out.
You do?
But I usually try to go into a protective mode.
Okay, that's fight then.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that because I was freaked out. I told Easton, I tell both my mom and Easton, like, we ain't in Kansas anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be careful. We're in a big city, and it's just different. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you are, though. Again, I went to a lot of 2020, and it all happens with a small town. But I just want them to be safe. And it was dark, and Easton wanted to go somewhere down the street. I think the weed shop or something.
Yeah, I went to Elevated, and I stepped out. And when I stepped out, I was going through my baggie, getting my trinkets out. Trinkets. And I just hear a shatter, and from down the road, the dude is like, I mean, I can't really see. I just heard the shatter, and then people were just, he was just standing there, but like inside, so obviously stole shit. And then
so
people,
he shattered a store window?
A store window, mm-hmm. And stole shit out of it. And I was far, but then he started running at me, like towards me to get away. And there was like another block, like an intersection.
Like an alley?
Us. No, an intersection. Okay. Like, and so he was booking it at me. And then I started to run at him because people were running with him. So I was like, all right.
Chasing him?
To chase him. So like we were squeezing him.
Hold on. Talking to the mic, Easton.
Oh, sorry. So we were squeezing him and he just went that way, but that's when it clicked into my mind of you have to be safe, you have to be right.
Yes.
So I stopped, but I also lost my flip flop.
Right. You said
and
when
that
you, yeah,
was
that,
one of the, like after I lost my flip flop,
you brought
then
that
it
to
was,
reality.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe I
it
don't.
It snapped you
like,
back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about it. If I were to turn that corner to try to get him, who knows if he has a gun to one shot me, mm-hmm. and then keep going.
Or a knife.
Or a knife. And then I...
And what and are you going to do when you catch him?
Nothing. And then it's, you know, at that point, I just hope that they have insurance. The store.
Yes.
To get back, whatever. But hopefully me running at him and the other people, he's won't maybe do it next time. Or at least not at 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's terrifying.
That's fight, thing. Though. That's clear fight. Yeah. And I just hope that one day, because I was really disappointed, I hope that one day when I'm a mom, I don't think I'll still be that way.
No,
right? Like,
if your instinct
no,
will kick
no,
in.
No, no, no,
oh,
no, 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 no. I'm not just going to leave my
You'll
kid at the park
bear.
If
never,
I get scared.
No. Never, Jessica. Okay, and that's not even something you should worry about. It just, the second you get pregnant, you are different from that moment.
Okay, good.
Bear.
I better be. Because yes. I'm a little weak bitch right now.
No, you turn into an assassinator.
And I want to ask, just from a guy's standpoint, when you become the mama, do your instincts just for the child, or does it kind of go for everyone? Now you're like instinctual for like you're protecting your child as well, or are you now aware of more
other
everybody?
People's kids and, yeah, your
you're aware of anything and, that you believe is good and innocent. I always say, the moment I got pregnant, it was like I immediately saw the beauty in the world, but I saw the ugliness as well. And you do anything to protect your little one from all of that. Wow, what a great podcast. Happy fucking holidays, everyone.
Right?
No, this is great, though. No, this that's like something that... So maybe I'll be a different person when that happens.
Right?
You know, it is true when they say, like, holidays are so fun until you get older, and then it's like, the kids are having a great time waiting for Santa. I'm worried about getting robbed. Okay? That's immediately where my mind goes. It's the holidays. Stay inside. You know?
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
True.
Is it true, Mom? Yeah.
Every time I leave the house now, Lisa's, you need to be safe.
You do.
Or, I mean, I can't even go out 30 years old. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go
Doesn't
down
matter.
The street. Lauren's like, you need to be careful. There are robberies everywhere.
Well,
like,
when
are.
You have a stabbing at 7-Eleven in the middle mm-hmm. of the day, you gotta be careful.
Yep. No, that's true. People are getting ransacked left and right.
Everybody
so.
Comes to Hollywood. They wanna make it in the neighborhood.
And I am Mama Bear. I
you
always
are.
Will be Mama Bear. So that's why I tell you
I
guys
know,
to be
that. Yeah, that's true.
You. I listen. I listen.
That being said, are you, because of the way LA is, and I feel like it's been sort of kind of crazy, or at least I've heard since the pandemic, it's really gotten crazy with people just like with attacks and stuff like that. So area wise, do you think you'll stay here and live in LA forever? Do you want to maybe move outside of LA? Like, what are you thinking?
I'm letting the universe guide me.
Okay. Okay. We love a universe.
I don't know
guidance.
What my future holds.
Yeah.
But let's just say I'm in the same situation I am now where my job is here. Then, mm-hmm. and I'm staying in LA. Then I'll move to the outskirts. I really crave a parking lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was just thinking, I just want lots of green grass and mm-hmm. parking lots where I don't have to take a ticket and pay when I come out.
Right.
Like, to go to the grocery store, it is
Like, just putting the grocery cart in a fucking elevator to go down to your car.
Do you guys hate that? Because some people love it.
Easy breezy. No. I hate it.
I like outside parking lots without paying.
Mm-hmm. You like grass?
I like green grass and trees.
Well, LA is so crazy because no matter what you want to do, they ask you to pay. It's like, do you plan on breathing today? That'll be a quarter an hour. It's like they charge you for everything.
So true.
Right?
So true. And the one thing about apartment living that I do love is when I'm home alone, if Kyle's out of town, I feel safer. Because I lived in a house when I first moved here. And when I was home alone, I was like, oh, shit, there's windows. People can break in. When you're in an apartment, when I'm home alone, I just feel safer.
You know what? Where we live, I feel very secure.
Yeah.
I will say this. And I move into a house, when I move into a house, because you have to remember, we moved into an apartment because it was like,
overnight.
We got to go somewhere.
Right.
So now it's like time to buy a home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'll make sure it's either a gated community or a gated home. And I most likely will be investing in like 24-hour security because I just don't trust people right now.
No, you can't. And even like when I used to live in Los Feliz, people who've visited know, like Los Feliz Boulevard, off of that lives a lot of like actors and writers and this and that. And I listened to a podcast of someone who lives in a gated community off of Los Feliz Boulevard, and his house has gotten broken into. He's a successful actor, producer, like 7 times, I think, in the past.
I think I'd be looking for new homes.
No.
I'll tell you what they need to get. Everybody tell in us. LA needs to have a dog. And guess what? Mm. The shelters are overcrowded. So what better way to keep safe, keep your valuable safe in your home, and love a dog?
You turned me on to Riverside Animal Shelter Lease, which is, if anyone's looking for a dog, Riverside posts the ones who are about to get euthanized.
Yes.
Ooh. Right before. So it's always a good, because they overfill. And then like all these cute, they don't euthanize the dogs because they're aggressive and unable to adopt. They literally euthanize them for space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're overcrowded. So Riverside Animal Shelter. They don't have room at the shelter. Mm-hmm. So they have to pull for space. It's heart-wrenching. That's why people should go adopt an animal this holiday. That's what every family should do.
Adopt.
You can take care of a dog.
Yeah.
Because
have you ever...
Where we live, half the people don't pick up after their animals, and that's super important, and you've got to think about the cost of an animal and the care for an animal.
Treat it like your baby.
We have 4 animals, so,
When you worked at the...
We have 5.
Wait, which?
With the cat, we have 5. We have 4 dogs and a cat.
I always judged people with cats.
You did? But you have 2?
No. I love my cat.
Filthy little bitch.
I want a cat so bad.
No, you don't.
My deal with Kyle is if I'm able to put like a Ford, he goes, if you're able to buy us a house outright, feel free. We can adopt a cat. But until then.
Oh.
So, which I will be one day.
I will say, obviously. And our kitty keeps our house mice free.
No, by the way, after.
Cats are the best.
Yeah. My mom saved this cat from dying. I kid you not.
Tell us.
She had lost all of her kittens. She was so depressed. She wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink anything, wouldn't clean herself. She was like.
Greasy.
Greasy.
Where'd you find her?
She's at the shelter.
I was volunteering.
Where'd the kittens go?
She lost her litter.
Oh.
So she was very depressed. And I kid you not, for weeks on end, my parents would go out and because she wanted to be isolated. And we had dogs, you know, so they made her like a really safe little area where she could be by herself and mourn properly. But they would go out and feed her with a syringe. And that cat is so fat now.
it has the tiniest little micro head.
What's her name?
Her name's Kid Kitty. Like Lauren. Kid Cudi.
Lauren named her.
That's cute.
We were fostering this cat.
I had no intentions of keeping
this cat. Well, I remember you and Dad went on a vacation and
we all went to Hawaii.
That was it. And we took the cat back.
Yes.
Just to stay while we were gone.
Well, right. No. I thought it was going to be like for sure to get adopted. And then we came home and she was starving herself again. And the only people she would eat with was you and Dad. So.
She meowed when I came into the room where she was. She meowed at me when I said kitty. She meowed, and then I took her home because she had lost all her weight that she put on. So we fattened her up again, and then she never left because she's our baby.
She is a great. Is she still alive?
Oh yeah.
She's thriving.
And she gets along with the dog?
Hangs out with the pit bulls.
She saves the dogs.
Yeah. Two giant pit bulls, all right? The sexiest little things you've ever seen.
Love pit bulls.
Pablo and Bernice. My mom hated that name.
And we adopted those from a shelter as well.
Yes, of course.
From LA. They were transferred from LA to Utah because they were going to be euthanized. So they were brought to that shelter.
We only adopt now. We did go through a period of time where we were uneducated and we went to these like bougie little storefronts where you pick out your puppy that came from
or
a puppy
breeder.
For thousands of dollars.
Yes. And the only one we have now is Bella, who's from a place like that. But all the rest of our animals and the ones that we'll continue to get.
15 years old.
Yeah, she's old.
Let me ask
a question, Lisa, because you obviously, for people who don't know, have worked in a humane society, in the Utah Humane Society, for years. When I was in Nashville and I used to volunteer at a humane society, they used to say there's something they would call Christmas adoptions. And it was really sad because it was when people would flock into the shelters and adopt dogs and cats and dogs and cats for their kids as Christmas gifts, not thinking of like, oh, this is going to be cute on Christmas morning, but this is a being we actually have to care for. And then a few weeks later, all these dogs and cats would get brought back to the shelter because the kids either didn't want to take care of it or it was like such a cute Christmas present. And then like 2 weeks later, the kid was uninterested and the family was like, well, and they would bring it back. Is that something that happens? Because don't do that if that's the case.
Right, right. Well, you have to realize that pets are a lifelong commitment. Yes. I mean, they small dogs can live 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. You know, they can. I'm 62. So am I going to go get a puppy tomorrow, a small puppy? Tomorrow and that lives 20 years? No, I'm going to adopt a senior because I'm a senior. So people, I think, have to realize the commitment and not only what the commitment is, but there's money involved. You know, vet, if they get sick, there's food, there's all
and
this
that's
boarding.
Expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Especially
bathing,
as the dog.
Nail clipping. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes.
Lily gets older. I mean, every time I go in, it's between $600 and $2,000 just to keep her healthy and where she needs to be to live a long life.
Yeah.
So it is a huge commitment.
But
and
what
I have
mentally, it's not even about the money. It's just having that companion.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
like
no,
I wouldn't care about.
For me, I know it's a lot of money, but I would cut back in areas because Lily's my ride or die. She's been with me since I was 21 years old. Through my drinking, through the loss of my dad, like she's the one that I would wake up for, you know? So like, that's my ride or die bitch. And when I brought Ocean home, she looked at me like, what have you done?
But what does she do now?
Oh my gosh. Now she is the first person.
She's a little human.
She is the first being at Ocean's door wanting to be in Ocean's room. And when Ocean's not at the house, I catch her sleeping in Ocean's room.
Stop.
No, it's the cutest thing.
She's
their besties.
And she hears her in the morning, like when Lily hears the baby in the morning, she is so excited. Like she's wagging her tail and can't wait to run into her room.
Yeah, they're little besties. And I think it's also important, the breed of the dog. Like if you have young kids, Ocean or Lily is a lab collie mix. She's like a mutt of four things: Labrador, Australian Shepherd, collie, and lab.
Golden retriever. Yeah.
Golden retriever. And she is fantastic with young kids. I mean, Ocean, you know, because she's still trying to figure it out, she sees me kind of patting her and she thinks that that's a hit. Mm-hmm. So I have to teach her to be gentle. But Lily just sits there and gets pulled on. And there are times where she growls a little bit and I have to tell Ocean, like, she doesn't like it. Do you hear the noise she's making? So give her some space.
And it's really good when a dog growls because they're giving a warning. You want your dog to growl because you want him to, something's upsetting. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're setting up their boundaries. So it's super important that you let your dog growl. I've seen
right, instead of saying
they
no.
They tell him to stop growling. It's like, no, that's his warning that he's not happy with something. So let him be.
It's his voice. Yeah. He's letting, or she's letting you know, I don't like this. Yeah. And if it continues, I'm about to bite.
Yeah.
You're the baby, Lily.
But no, animals are the best. Like,
you're so sexy.
They're the best.
Yeah, they're part of the family, not accessories. So people who are like, oh, we'll get a cute puppy for Christmas and then aren't ready to take care of it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Totally. Or it's going to throw it outside and keep it
No.
You know, because I've seen that too.
Yeah, if you're going to have outdoor animals, please don't get an animal.
No. Yeah. They need to be indoor.
Indoor and babies.
Cats need to be indoors because, ugh. Yeah. In fact, wait, our cat remember? Got traumatized.
No, can we talk about this before we wrap this up?
What?
So my mom, after my dad passed away, the house that they were in that I grew up in was just, it was too big. But all the animals knew that house. And now you take it from there.
So we had the movers come and we transported all the dogs, you know, over to the new house. And somehow our cat got out because people were coming and going and she was scared. I literally went back for a week to the house because we had moved.
Yeah.
And would call her every night. Easton would go and call her every night. I mean, I was sobbing because this is my baby. And she thought I had abandoned her.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting goosebumps. Yeah.
We went over there for like an hour and a half one night and just watched the phone and just sat there and just called her name with like a bowl of food.
So you thought for sure she would. Oh, she got out not at the new house. She got out at the old house
and they had moved out already.
She's thinking I've abandoned her. And so I put, you know, she's from a shelter. Yeah. So I put food and I put her bed on the porch because the new people hadn't moved in yet. And I went back and finally, the last night, I took Dior, my little chihuahua at the time. God rest her soul. She's passed away. But anyway, I put Dior down and I called her and she ran out of the bushes to Dior and she came.
Oh, were you sobbing? God.
She cried. She called me crying saying I got the cat.
Oh my God.
Like I want to cry now.
You love me so much. No. We're all crying.
That's the only, I know. Oh in all God. Honesty, I never really, I don't love cats. I love what they do. But when I see how much Lisa loves the cat, like when she's not there, I look at the cat and I'm like, I'm going to give you love just because I know Lisa would be doing it right now.
It's just so sweet.
No,
babies.
I love my animals. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on a lighter note, though, we take her back. Well, they take her back to the new house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She gets
She goes out into the backyard.
Because, you know, it's new territory to explore.
Yeah. And it's all fenced in with high fence and I the whole
one corner tree to climb up and get out. Yeah. Okay. We'll put that.
So she comes back the next day without her collar. And
I'm like a little roughed up.
Yeah. She's like, acts a little traumatized, but she does not want to be outside ever again.
No, never.
So my neighbor calls and says, do you have a cat named Kid Kitty? And I'm like, yes, that's her collar. And he goes, I found it hanging in my tree. It was a breakaway collar because obviously you don't put fixed collars because they can
on
hang
cat.
Themselves
yes.
on
yeah. cats. Correct.
Right. Yeah.
So she had a breakaway collar.
Thank
goodness.
God.
Yeah. But she just been hanging.
So anyway, so something happened and she has no desire to leave the house.
Now she doesn't
no.
leave the house.
She literally will go out. Like if the dogs are out, she'll go out because there's protection.
And lay with them.
And she'll lay like in the sun. When that last dog runs in.
Done.
She looks around and she books it in.
Yeah. She got her ass kicked by a street cat is probably what happened.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a shelter bitch and she was traumatized. You know, they don't fucking play in those shelters.
But you shouldn't even leave your cats out. And especially in California, you've got coyotes and wolves. Your little dogs, your cats,
no,
they should
you
all be in.
Exactly. There was a cat, this is sad, but a cat head, just a head. They are in a block away from our house that we were walking and just a head. And because those coyotes will eat the whole cat. So it was just a head, just a little. It was sad.
I have to tell you one more story and then I'm done. We went camping.
Jackson Hole.
Is this the animal podcast?
It's turned into it.
It is when Lisa's
it always
on.
Does
I love the animals.
Okay, tell this story.
So anyway, so we went camping. We had a pop-up trailer. And Dior, my little chihuahua.
Where were we? Yellowstone?
Yeah. Jackson Hole.
Jackson Hole.
Yeah, Jackson Hole. And it was in a, you know, camping area. And all of a sudden, like, it's the middle of the night and my little Dior wants to go out and go potty, okay? So I take a flashlight because it's pitch black and I don't have her on a leash because we're just in this little camping area. Well, lo and behold, she's out there pottying and all of a sudden I see this movement on the side of my eye. I look over. There is a wolf or a coyote stalking.
Well, which was it?
My dog.
Big difference.
I think there was. It
was
a coyote.
They're huge out west, though. They are huge out west.
Coyote.
Coyotes are huge.
They get big?
Beyond.
Okay.
So anyway, I flash my flashlight over to the coyote.
Because it's stalking,
isn't
it?
And it is stalking.
Like
it is in prey mode. Like, I'm going to eat your dog. And my poor little dog is doing her business with her back to the coyote. I let out a, like, scream that could be heard for miles.
Yeah.
And I charge The coyote.
Oh, smart.
With her giant light.
With my light, blinded. So he runs off. I go scoop up my dog, run in the trailer. But I'm like, I almost saw my dogs last day.
Oh, my. And when they get in the prey mode, everything else, like, I'm shocked it ran away. Yeah. Because everything else
just,
like.
I charged it with my flashlight. Yeah. But it was one of those big hexagon one of her.
Like, oh, heavy duty.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
You would have kicked its ass because full circle, fight or flight. Yeah. She's a fighter.
No.
I would have ran.
I told her, though, when she came into the trailer and whispered to me what had happened, I was like, the dog stays inside. See? Full circle. Don't go outside. That's just the name of the game. Stay inside when the sun goes down.
Happy holidays.
Animal or person. Just, you're safe in your four walls. I love this podcast. Again, it was about nothing while at the same time being about everything.
Yay! I love that for us.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I hope that you have the happiest of happy holidays. And just so you know, there will not be a new episode on December 28th because I want you guys to put your phones down and enjoy your loved ones or enjoy your alone time. Just soak it all up because, baby, we are coming into 2023 with a mother effing bang. I will catch you in the new year.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.